Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Kathy Malander from over by Wyota Way. And good morning to you, Kathy.
Good morning, LaVon.
Kathy, you and Jim, your husband, are on a new sort of adventure, and it's called Buck Run. So I think first you need to tell people what Buck Run is.
Well, Buck Run is a lodge that's located on the east side of Anita, about a mile and a half from Lake Anita. And the name was one that our son chose. He thought that it would be one that would stick in people's mind, mm-hmm. Rather than just Malander's or a person's name. Mm-hmm. And that seems to be the case.
It sort of puts a picture in your head,
yes.
I think.
Yes.
Yes.
And he came back and did some photography for me and found a group of about 30 bucks or does grouped together, and so we have that featured on some of the walls.
Yes. I'm sure you see deer there.
Yes.
Practically by the hundreds.
Yes. Well, they have a path from Lake Anita, and I don't know where they go, but they are a wandering breed, and so I don't know where they go north, but they go right through this property.
Yeah, I'm sure they have
yes.
a path
yes.
well worn.
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, interesting. So you can see those at all times of the day. And the photography, he's done other photography for
yes.
you also.
Yes. We did all the photography is on location. And so there is some animals and some scenery, some windmills. We're close to the windmill farms in Anita Adair area. And then some beautiful snapshots of noxious weeds, as Jim would say, that are, they're just, the flowers are beautiful.
Yes, yeah. Your son was just appreciating
yes,
nature.
Yes, yes.
And they're there for people to see. Now, Kathy, we need to tell people a little more about the house. But before we do that, I want to talk about the history of the land, because some folks listening are going to clue right into this.
Well, this property used to be owned by Gilbert Wehrman. And some of the older listeners will remember that he was one of the first conservation officers, the head of the NRCS in Atlantic. And so he used his land as maybe experiments on conservation. So he had put up terraces. He had done some small dam work. And we left those as a reminiscence of history and of his efforts. So it's a...
And he would appreciate it. His family
yes,
appreciates it.
Yes, yeah. They do. In fact, one day his daughter was out to visit his grave, and she came by and she said, what are you doing here? And so we came in and gave her a tour, and she said, oh, my dad would be smiling. And she was very impressed, so impressed that she... booked a weekend, and her son from New Hampshire and one from Minneapolis, and 9 granddaughters came and fished and walked the rocking trails, and they were just ecstatic that they could be back on Grandpa's farm.
And Kathy, you've kept what he started, but you keep adding to it also.
We do. We decided to add trees. So we did a 6,000 tree project. And, you know, those are planted mechanically, and they're about a foot tall. And we've had 4 years of good spring rains, and now they're over my head.
Oh, wow.
So
it pays to put in that work.
It does pay. The first couple years, we did baby them. Mm-hmm. It wasn't like we just forgot yeah. about them. We sprayed, we mowed, we took care of them. Mm-hmm. And then we wrapped every spring, or every fall, I wrapped them. With a plastic wrap. Now that was 3,000 wraps, and then in the spring you take them off. They are now too big for wraps, and so this fall we started choosing the most spectacular trees and have fenced them with wire for deer protection.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, the deer love to rub against
them.
Oh,
yes.
If they didn't eat them early on, they love to rub against them, and they can do a lot
yes.
of damage. So you're out there taking care of the
yes.
land and the trees.
Yes,
yes.
I am.
Yes.
yes.
And so you've mentioned the terraces, but you mentioned a dam. So you have a pond.
The federal government put in a retention dam to keep Anita, the town of Anita, from flooding. And so it is a 12-acre pond that will fill up and then takes probably 10 days to lower as, you know, so the water doesn't rush out and flood parts of Anita. Mm-hmm. So that is a focal point of the property. We yesterday I counted, I would take a small group and I counted 100 geese, and then I just multiplied it randomly, and there were over 1,000 on the pond. Squawking.
Yes, a lot of noise. See them coming.
But we have muskrat. We have some beaver doing a little bit of damage. I'm going to have to discourage them this year. Lots of wildlife. Uh-huh. Just lots of wildlife.
Are there fish?
Oh, yes.
So
very good fishing.
So people come to visit, they can stay and fish.
Yes, that's a very big draw, is the people that rent the lodge are... you know, we're very happy that they fish there. Yeah.
So if you want to be active and walk, or if you want to sit and fish and have a lot of patience to do that, that's just some of the things you can do there. Let's talk a little bit about the house, because there was a house there, I understand, but you've put your touch on that also.
Yes, there was a home there. And when we bought the property and went inside the home, it was very nice. And so we decided, well, maybe we could do something with this. And so we had the vision of making it a log home. And so we changed the roof line so that it looks like a log home you would see in Colorado, perhaps. Put in new windows, doors. Added a gathering room on the south side that you can overlook the pond, whereas large groups can gather there. 35, 40 people can sit for a meal.
And how many? That's nice. So how many bedrooms?
4 bedrooms. Okay. One bedroom has 2 double beds, so 10 approximately can stay there.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Kathy, would you allow if people more than that wanted to come, let's say they wanted to bring in their sleeping bags and just wanted to be on the floor, is that okay
with
you?
We let children come in, sure.
Okay,
sure.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, that's the inside, and you have a kitchen that people can use.
Full kitchen, all the dishes, glassware, pans is all provided, all linens and towels. You just come and bring your food.
Okay. Now, that's the inside, and we can't, it's too bad we don't have TV, because I would like to show them all the artistic things that are there. Between you and Jim, you've done so many artistic things, and you've used that in this home.
Well, as a little background, Jim and I did craft shows for 25 years, and then we got older and decided not to do them anymore. But we still had that itch. We still wanted to create, and my house is full, so I had to find a new venue. So this is it. And we have done some unique wall treatments. We've done some unique furniture. We have a lot of handmade furniture that Jim made, willow and iron combinations. It's just been a real labor of love.
Okay. And outside, you've added some great things. You have a big...
Last fall, we put in a big fire pit, and this spring, we're putting in a gazebo.
Okay. So always something there to do. Now, Kathy, if somebody wanted to use Buck Run, it's a conference facility and a vacation rental, what would they do? How did they get more information? What would they do?
Well, I do have a website. It's called buckruniowa.com. And they can get a hold of me, Jim and Kathy Maylander at Wyota. Be happy to give you a tour or whatever you'd like.
And remember, you can use it for a day as a conference, as a
business conference.
Yeah, or you can stay overnight or a weekend.
We've had bridge groups. And
Let's talk a little bit about the people who have used it, because you've been in business now.
Since June.
Okay, not a real long time, but what are some of the kinds of groups?
Well, we started off with a family reunion, and... that was the big deadline. And it was that Saturday, it happened to rain. And so I had all 55 inside, which it did accommodate. That's been our biggest, customers have been family reunions, where groups from out of state have a Cass County connection, but they don't have a place to stay where they can have privacy and real fellowship. And so that's been a big draw.
And you've also been involved, I understand, with the hunting dog conference they have here.
Yes, yes.
Trials.
There's a family or a husband and wife that have developed a bird dog hunting facility, and they're bringing in national participants. And so we've been able to help them out with facilities that they can use with that.
Well, if you haven't been to Buck Run, you ought to go check it out because it's a beautiful place to see. And then you can check out to see if it's something you want to use. And as Kathy mentioned, their website is buckruniowa.com, correct? Okay, well, we want to thank you very much, Kathy Mailander, for visiting with us today and telling us about this new development in Cass County. And until next time, here's a thought. You cannot commit your life spirit to something you don't care about.